Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 2 Mix Number
39.
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show. Welcome to the podcast. If it's your first time here, what's up, man? That's Rika G.
What's up? That's JC.
Yo, yo, yo. And tell them about the podcast.
Okay, so we start with saying hello just like that. And then we get into our lives, you know, the tiny little minute details.
Indeed.
If we shaved or if we washed our armpits. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding. So what happened throughout the week? And then we get to our TTs. What are our TTs?
Yeah, the TTs or the trending topics. Today, we're talking about, the huge outage on social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. And we've dealt with these issues before, but there's kind of a reason why this outage got a lot more media attention.
So we'll conspiracy talk
about
theory?
Yeah, I know, man. We'll talk about
God
that. We'll also talk about Miss Universe Philippines. They just crowned Miss Universe Philippines last week, and who it is and what she stands for, and something very unique about this candidate being the first ever to be a part of this community. We'll talk about her. We'll talk about them rather. And then the last thing is the candidacy. Kung Arika, do you say it? I'm slipping on my
candidacy. Mind.
Candidacy.
The filing of certificate of candidacy.
Yes, and who has been who has filed their candidacy for president.
But kailangan natin sabihin candidacy.
And big news on social media where it was trending. So we're recording, by the way, on a Thursday, October 7th. So just in case you're listening to this on a different day, at least you know, you can kind of, if there's something happens after you listen to this or before, you know, you'll know that this is recorded on a Thursday, October 7th. But without further ado, oh, we also have an odd diva at the end talking about, I haven't told Rika about this yet, about a man who's in California who is suing his psychic about something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Isn't that about, like, only Californians
I don't know.
go through?
Aren't
sure. They like big on psychics or
maybe,
like...
yoga? I don't know.
Yoga.
but he's suing a psychic for something love related. So we'll talk about that towards the end of the episode. But if you want to skip to any of those TTs, go straight to the timestamps that are listed in the description for this mix. But without further ado, let's start with where you've been. You want to start, Rika?
No, I want you to start.
You want me to start? Okay. What did I do this week? I played Stardew Valley again.
Mm-hmm.
For hours and hours and hours, just planting crops.
Oh, know? Wow. Yes. Look at you.
Yeah. Strawberry is the most lucrative crop in springtime in the game, at least. So I've I set up my own sprinkler system.
If it's serious for you.
Yeah,
it's serious for me,
too. It's serious business, bro. And then I was, trying to think of if I did anything like significant. Nothing really, except I watched more stuff. I watched The Guilty on Netflix starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I thought it was a worthwhile watch. It's set in one location. The story is about a guy, a police officer who's working the phone lines. You know, when the 911 operators, right? And they say, 911, what's your emergency? And then it's just a story that kind of builds up from a phone call that he receives in the start of the
movie.
So
it's just one set.
One location,
Wait, so you don't see the other person on the other line, on the other side of the phone? What?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's really well done, I think. I was reading some people's reviews on it. It's based off, I think, a Dutch movie. And it's kind of a remake of a European film of the same, it's like the same name, I think, but just translated as The Guilty. But it was shot during the pandemic, so that's one reason. And they only shot it in the span of like 11 days. And like they were doing everything through Zoom, believe it or not, at least for...
No way.
Yeah, the director.
Even like the director and stuff?
Yeah, ooh. Yeah. See, Antoine Fuqua, who you might know as the director of... Shit, did he do Training Day? I forgot. But basically, they did a lot of things remotely. Even there's a lot of guest stars. You might recognize their voices, but it's unique in that sense that you don't see the, like you said,
but you know it's
you
them.
You know what's happening. Yeah. You know it's them. At least for some of them have pretty recognizable voices in my
Opinion. I actually like 911 call movies. There's like a couple, right?
That's the really, Halle Berry
the one with Halle Berry. And then there's another one.
There's one called Cellular, but it's not 911. It's with Chris Evans and
Kim Basinger. The Phone Booth or something.
I love Phone Booth.
I love that movie. Dude.
I was just talking about this, like on my other podcast. I was talking about how I love movies that are set in one like area, because you have to be creative. Like you can't like all the stories unfolding in one set or one location. So to kind of to be able to tell a story that involves other, you know, places and whatnot, but you're doing it in one spot, I think it's so creative. And I think they need to make more of those.
Yeah. Oh, the one where it's the computer searching.
Searching. I love searching.
I love that movie.
So good.
I never thought that I would love a movie that the setting is a computer screen. Yeah. It was such a weird thing to admire. But you know what? If you love that, but I mean, it's a comedy. There's actually an episode in Modern Family that it's just like that.
On their phones, right? FaceTime?
On FaceTime, but they're actually searching for Haley.
Haley, yeah.
Because they couldn't find her. They thought that she eloped or whatever.
Yes.
And it's something like that, but it's comedy. But like we said, it works.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so Searching with John Cho, a super fantastic movie. It used to be on Netflix. I don't think it's there anymore, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But if you can find a way to watch it, I think it's a really good movie. And another one, which I didn't like the first movie of Unfriended. You ever watch Unfriended?
I did not. I have not.
So it's the same thing. It takes place on screens. It's like a call amongst friends, and then like some crazy shit happens. The Unfriended sequel, I forgot the title. It's like Unfriended, like cyber sex or something. I don't know. Cyber something. Unfriended. And it's kind of like, it's kind of like Searching, where it's all taking place on the PC, but it's so creepy. I really enjoy it. There's some creative deaths in that movie. Like,
ooh,
okay. Yeah. So good. So good. For me. So yeah, that's pretty much what I watch. I watch Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that movie.
It sounded like you watched the movie with Ryan Reynolds.
No. But I feel like he would be a cool guy to watch a movie with, right?
Right.
He seems like a cool dude. Free Guy, it's about an NPC character. So a non-playable character in a video game. Mm. So if you've ever played video games, like basically the characters that are the side characters that don't do anything. So he plays a NPC who has kind of like his own life, like he becomes sentient based on like the developer's algorithm. So they're like living creatures inside.
Wait, so it's
a video
like a game?
Yeah. It's a VR movie? Game. Yeah, it's okay. A movie that is based in a game, and that there are real life players in the game. But then Ryan Reynolds' character is an NPC, but he starts becoming like a real life person, and he starts discovering about, you know, life in general.
Does he act like Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, he does. He does. So whether you like that or not, he is very, I mean, he's Deadpool like all the time.
Yeah.
Right now.
All the time. I kind of like it. It's kind of like a blunt.
Yes.
It's like a blunt humor.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why if you've ever watched Smoke and Aces, he's completely different in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Smoke and Aces. The one I told you about, the one with Common and Alicia Keys and stuff.
Yeah.
But Free Guy was enjoyable. And I watched a movie recently called Queen Pins. And it's based on a true story. I haven't looked into how real the events in the movie were compared to what really happened in real life. But it stars Kristen Bell, and she and her friend, they're like couponers, you know, like you ever watch extreme couponing? Like,
yes.
I love that shit, right? So she's super into coupons. And then they find like a loophole where they basically steal the excess coupons from the factories that, you know, in Mexico, and then they sell it, and they made millions of dollars selling coupons.
But people could still use the coupons, or is it a scam?
Yes. No, they can use the coupons. Yeah. So they found like loopholes in the system. It's a really interesting watch. Entertaining, I would say. Not, you know, it's not something that I would ever probably rewatch, but I didn't feel like it was a, I wasted my time watching it. So I watched Queen Pins. That's pretty much the extent of my week, friend. I had a I have a hosting tomorrow for a print. For a printer brand. It's a hosting from home.
Is it on Zoom?
Okay. Yes, on Zoom. And it's an internal
When will we have
real life
hosting? An event, like a real life hosting?
Man. Outside of like private weddings.
A couple of years.
Yeah, I feel ko 2022 pa eh.
Yeah. You know what? I actually talked to someone who went to a product launch, because usually like a product launch would be like, you know, they would invite like a bunch of people, but only six people were there. Like, I'm guessing the most influential people that they could have in the industry. And literally they were in like this really cool events place, or I think it was their house. It's a nice house. They were outside. They were seated far apart from each other. I think there were six people, and the product was pretty bougie. I'm not going to lie. But and I mean, parang, I was just thinking when I was looking at the story. So this is what it's going to look like. And I'm thinking, medyo nasa peligro yung ano natin, trabaho natin. Because, I mean, product launches are like super, you know, that's where we get a lot of our like event stuff, right?
Yes, yes.
But yeah, apparently that's how it's going right now. And I don't see the need to get a host when it's just freaking six people.
I agree.
Did I tell you about that? My super duper most awkward hosting gig that I ever did.
Maybe, but tell me again.
So I hosted for this one bougie apartment, and they were launching obviously the apartments, the building, and along with the build, like the unit, when you buy a unit, you get to have like these custom made bags with you. That's like 250,000 pesos each. Yeah. And then they also give you like a centerpiece on your table that's also handmade and super expensive. And that's like the partnership they were launching. And the people in the event were just like eight people. And it was like the editors in chief of like different magazines, like bougie lifestyle magazines.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm like, why am I here? First of all, I was so awkward saying, hello, everyone. Welcome to blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, they just do not care about me, because I get it. They just want to see the whole unit, because I hosted the event in the unit. What do you call that? Like a showroom, like a show unit?
Yeah, like a sample unit, right?
Yeah, in BGC. So can you imagine? It's like even the showroom was super legit, like bougie. But I got a really good meal out of it. Plus, it was, you know, it's a nice place. But it was so awkward, because at one point, I was supposed to be like, okay, TBH, I don't know, entertainer or something. Like when they're bored, I'm supposed to talk to them.
Pang fill ng dead air.
Yeah, but the thing is, they all know each other. Like yung isang editor in chief, cousin siya nung ganito. Tas, oh my gosh, yeah, you're the wife of ganya. So they all know each. It's like they were in a family reunion. So I was the one left out. So I'm like, okay, fine. I guess I'm just gonna take my money and leave, because.
Yeah,
They were all having a blast without me, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
It was so awkward. Anyway, sorry, I hijacked you.
No, that's cool. But actually, on that note, since I don't really have much to talk about to end this, just to share a story about, I think I don't remember. It's been a while, right, since I did it. And I don't know if I shared it on the podcast, but maybe for the new listeners, I had a hosting one time, similar in the sense that it was held in a condo unit.
Okay.
So weird. But it wasn't for the condo. It was for a new like TV show about sex, like sex, not sex ed, but it was supposed to kind of show like parang true life sex stories and parang Dear Charo Santos, but for sex.
Okay.
I forgot the name of the show, ne? But it was just a group of journalists, and we were like, the cookies were shaped like dicks, and like the
okay,
it was so weird. And then there's a sex I don't know, like sex expert who was the main speaker there.
Yeah.
And the questions I was supposed to ask the audience were like very, I mean, I wouldn't call them like bastos, right? Because it's just about sex, but it's just something raunchy. That I would raunchy in the sense that this is not a question that I would ask someone out of the blue. It made sense in the context of the event, but I was asking about vibrators and like sex toys and sex positions to people of the media. It was so awkward, but it was funny.
Nice convo.
I know, right? So that's like that's a hosting for the books right there. But yeah, other than that, friend, I didn't do much. Oh, I bought. I've been I have been hyping this up all week. I bought a soda water machine.
And no, you told me.
Yeah.
Remember?
But did I share it on the podcast though? I think so,
because we talked about it.
Okay, anyway, just quick
okay,
story.
Go more.
I was so excited. Nagkamali ako sa ano, pagpindot ng air. Like, I was putting too much CO2 into the thing. So naubos ko yung tank ko agad.
Oh, dude. Hindi ba yun yung medyo nasa expensive side?
It's 800 pesos really. For a refill. But
okay.
Depending on how much, you know, carbonated drink. For me, sulit siya. If you don't drink that much carbonated whatever, maybe it's not really worth it for you. But yeah, the Sodarizer is such a fantastic product. You know, it's not, they're not sponsoring this show or anything, but I highly recommend it. It's so good. Sodarizer. It's fantastic.
Yun lang. Fantastic. Okay.
Finn.
Okay. Let me just tell you about my week. Okay. So I'm going to start with stuff that I watch. Obviously, I'm still watching Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha-Cha.
And no spoilers, but I'm truly enjoying it. I feel like it's like part of my routine. Once I get home, I cook my dinner, I watch an episode. And I'm liking the story. It's pretty light. And alam mo yung ngayon, parang medyo sus na ako whenever a new character pops up. Because the story kind of develop really nicely. And then once a new character pops up, I'm like, I'm sure they're going to ruin everything for him. That's just sus. But it's been fun. I like all the moments where yung parang kunwari may dumi siya sa lips tapos iwa-wipe nung girl. Yung alam mo, it's so simple. I will never ever do that in real life. And I know that this relationship or like this dynamic will never work for me.
Right.
But I truly enjoy it because I actually said it on our radio show that for me, this dynamic will never work. Like when I don't like a person, it's because I don't like this person. It's not because I secretly love them. I'm never like that. Like that's also the reason why because I never have makeup sex, because when I dislike you right now, I don't even want to look at you. I don't want to touch you. I mean, like, no, no judgment to people who love makeup sex.
Well,
but it's just
I did not expect to hear that today. That was like the, oh, I wonder if Rika's going to talk about makeup sex today.
No, but I don't know. Do you like makeup sex?
The question is, what about angry sex? Right?
Are what do you mean by wait thing? Lang? Wait lang. What are you angry about? Are you angry towards a person, or what are you angry about? Like you're angry about it, right?
You're angry at the government. Let's have.
Diba? But what are you angry about that you want to have sex? Oh, diba?
Yeah, true.
Okay. It's just that my brain does not make that connection.
Okay. Fair enough.
Pwede, malay mo, in the future, diba? Papagalit ako. Pag sa'yo kasi may ibang thing na galit eh.
Just like read some stuff about injustice, right? In the world.
Oh my God. But yeah. But I truly enjoy, you know, what they're doing with the show. And I'm just happy that I can talk to people about it. Yes. Na hindi ako huli sa balita. Finally. Because, diba, parang Crash Landing on You, I only watched it like, like months after and everything. So what else? I try to watch The Green Mile. I like the story. It's just too freaking long, dude. It's like 3 hours long. Okay. So I'm on the third hour already. I started Saturday, dude. Yeah, yeah. It's just like parang gapang, gapang talaga. But I do know it's a classic, so I really want to finish that one. Surprisingly, I am on the second season of Seinfeld. I never knew I would appreciate Seinfeld.
I've never watched Seinfeld all the way, like it's consecutively, because I would just watch it when it was on. Is it, there's no story, right? Like there's no story. Overarching story, right?
Yeah, it's kind of just like what ties them together is their relationship with each other.
Yeah.
But it's very much like Friends. Even the humor kind of reminds me of Chandler, how he delivers the line, how Seinfeld delivers the line.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, like for the longest time, I actually thought Seinfeld, or until now, I think he's an a-hole. Sort of, kind of, right? Like he thinks he's the shit, right?
He's kind of a jerk, man.
Yeah, I know he's kind of a jerk. So I mean, like I put off watching Seinfeld for the longest time, but there was this one time I had to cook something that was out. Oh, I was trying to boil eggs, dude. And then sobrang tagal mag-boil na eggs. You know how they say, you know, don't never watch a pot of boiling water or something.
Yeah.
It'll never boil.
Wait, people say that?
Yeah, yung parang watched pot will never boil or something. Tingnan mo. Google it, dude. Like
what Tumblr are you surfing, bro? Never watch a boiling pot.
Tingnan mo.
Never leave a stone unturned.
Tingnan mo. Like never watch a pot of boiling water because it will never boil or something like that.
Okay, I'll look at it.
But anyway, I was trying to boil eggs and I was so bored. So I just played the first show that popped up on Netflix and it was Seinfeld, and now I'm on season two.
Pot never boils.
See, I told you, proverb. I did not make that up.
Proverb.
See, I guess it's like a lesson.
Paying attention to it will make the wait feel much longer.
Yeah, I think it's a lesson on patience or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I did a bunch of stuff on Monday. You know, Mondays are my my day off. So most of the time I try to do something interesting. Obviously, I was still with Abby, my my partner, business partner slash forever partner. Anyway, first we ate at okay. So I actually started the day pretty nice because I ran for like 3 km. And then after that I had coffee at Poco Deli, and I was super happy because ever since they opened for coffee, I've always wanted to try them, but I'm always in our coffee counter, so I never get to try them. So Monday morning I ran. After the run, it was pretty cold actually. That's why I was nice that I just got a cup of coffee. I sat outside Poco Deli, and if you guys have seen Poco Deli in Capitolio, they have like one chair outside and you can sit there and it's yours. So it's pretty nice to have that moment to myself, which was surprising because the day before or the night before, I was a little drunk. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I ordered a bunch of stuff on Shopee, including, you know, have you ever seen the pink stuff?
The pink
stuff. It's called the pink stuff. No, and it's an oxy cleaner. Okay. And it's like a multi-purpose cleaner. And here's the thing. Here's the stupid part, the drunk part of me. I bought like three different kinds. And remember, it's a multi-purpose cleaner, so you only need to buy one. But I bought the cream. I bought the spray. I bought the liquid. I bought every single variety out there. And I'm like, this is drunk Rika, obviously ordering a bunch of stupid stuff online.
Is that the most random thing you've ever bought?
Wait a minute, sir. Good sir.
Okay.
I bought a bunch of temporary tattoos.
That's good.
I have one now, and it really looks like a tattoo, actually, oh, nice. If you look at it, but it only lasts 15 days. I bought a Cupid. And then I bought, for some reason, Scotch-Brite brush.
Is your account linked to, I mean, like, how did you, because normally you have to type in your credit card number, right? Or, like, so you were coherent enough to do that.
No, right. My friend, I actually did everything COD. That's a stupid part. I did everything COD. I convinced myself that, you know what, 1,700 pesos worth of different like tiny little products, all COD. Nice. And it's like whenever they come here and they're like, "Ma'am, 67 pesos lang po," and I'm like, "Ang hassle." What else did I buy? So I also bought. Oh my god! I also bought like those Halloween costumes. Wait, you know that headband where it looks like the knife went through your head?
Through your head, yep. I mean, it's good timing, right? At least it's
Halloween's I was actually, you know, thinking about Halloween. So Monday came and I worked out. And then after that, I met up with my friends in Granville. You know, that really cute place in San Juan. And we had coffee there. We had pasta, like super good food. I recommend you guys try the food. I did try their coffee as well, which was perfect because it was raining when we were there. Mm-hmm. After that, I took my friends because one of my friends, they brought their little brother. Well, he's not so little anymore. He was 20 years old, but she brought her younger brother and we just wanted to show him a good time. So I brought them to this one antique place that I visited like a couple of years before. It's also in San Juan and it's called Joliza. So if you're into antiques or if you just want to have like a really cute place to look at, it's a house in the middle of San Juan and it's filled with like antique pieces that they sell, but they're also open for just viewing. Like they literally opened the doors. Like they welcomed us super easily. Like you don't even have to like set up a schedule or whatever. So it's at Joliza. Wait, let me search for the Instagram because even looking there on their Instagram, it's super cool if you're into like statement pieces for your house or just antique stuff. Joliza Arts. So Joliza Arts. Mm. And then if you look at their Instagram page, it's actually filled with a bunch of stuff that they're selling. But I highly, highly, highly recommend you guys visit their showroom. It's actually a show house. And when you enter, it's like you're transported to another time.
Nice.
It's also a nice date place. It's a nice place to date your partner, your friends,
or yourself,
anybody.
Right?
Or yourself. Right. Yeah. Bring a camera, dude. Like, yeah. You know, it's super cool. We spent a couple hours there. And then after that, since we were already in San Juan, we had Carousel Creamery, where they have 101 flavors of ice cream. And we got this like bundle, which was super sulit for me. Like if you have a group, it's like 15 scoops of different flavors of ice cream and they serve it in a plate and you guys can share. What do you call this? Because if you think about it, two scoops is like 180 pesos already. Mm-hmm. And if you guys want to share, you know, I recommend you guys just do the plate. The sineprit na lang or something.
Got it.
After that, oh yeah, because yun nga parang one of my friends, they brought their younger brother. So we just wanted to like drink. We drank at Broadside. That was expensive. So the next drink, we went to a Korean mart in BGC. Tapos bumili na kami ng Tsingtao and we drank there. Pretty cool night, actually. What else did I do? Oh, right. I had a haircut at a barber shop. I don't know. It's just, yeah. Oh, right. So it's the same day that my friend brought her brother. So since we were all getting a haircut anyway, we went to one place where they cut women's hair and men's hair. So we went to Burnside Barbers in White Plains. And yun, lahat kami dun pagupit na, like all in one place, which was pretty cool. And, you know, they can do women's hair and guys. What else did I do? I tried to book a session or like a slot for Anytime Fitness, but
they're open. Eh?
Yes, they're super open. However, I was a little scared. So I back out.
Speaking of Anytime Fitness, but there was a branch in El Pueblo. I didn't know that they demolished El Pueblo na pala, no?
What do you mean? Like the whole thing? Like the whole building?
Like the whole area. Like that they took it down.
What are they going to do?
I don't know, man. Like, you know, everything. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff there. 12 Monkeys, AF.
Yeah, I know. We used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
Last one, if you're into beers, if you're into craft beers, I recommend buying from Palm Tree Abbey. So they're on Instagram. Just search for them, Palm Tree Abbey. So Palm Tree, Tree, Abbey, Abbey. They brew beers like locally and they do like a bunch of different flavors. We bought the stout and the wheat beer. Yeah. Pretty cool and nice packaging. Pretty nice people as well. Shout out to Marla and to Joel. They brew from Capitolio. And if you guys want to order, please do and support them because it's really nice. Grabe. It's kind of like the world of coffee because, you know, they brew it themselves and they have like their own recipe and shit. Yeah. Like you can talk about like the notes and the hops. Undertone. The hops. Yeah, the hops. And it was pretty cool. So please support them. They brew every Wednesday and Saturday, I believe. So just check them out on Instagram and they reply pretty quickly on their Instagram. So
nice.
They're a fan.
All right. Wapow.
Let's
start with Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. They were hit by a global outage earlier this week, Monday night here at Philippine time. So, you know, we're no stranger to it. We've even had several TTs in the past where we talked about how Facebook and Instagram went down and how that kind of affects everything. But this time, Rika G, it comes at a very strange time. So on Sunday, Facebook, there is a Facebook employee who was a whistleblower or informant, as they call them here. Apparently, dito, pag you're going to inform against taxes, for example, informant yung title was what they call you, right? So a whistleblower accused Facebook of repeatedly prioritizing profit over clamping down on hate speech and misinformation. So she kind of went in front of like, a Senate here. I don't know if it was a Senate hearing or whatnot, but basta she made a statement about how Facebook is doesn't really care about the safety of people being exposed to hate speech and misinformation, fake news and whatnot. And instead, you know, maybe even amplifies it to some extent. So because of this admission by the whistleblower, bigla nawala yung ano.
Oh damn.
yung Facebook.
Oh damn.
Instagram and WhatsApp. So there's conspiracy theories. Of course, it's not confirmed, but maybe they're saying like, oh, maybe Facebook is, you know, scrubbing their data, making it. Yeah. Diba? So you see it all online. It's a pretty interesting take on it, right? Because we've all known about Facebook and actually most social media, how they handle data and how they, it's really all money driven in a way. Yeah. So I just found it such an interesting
like a coincidence.
Yeah. very coincidental that it happened, right? But they said it, Facebook said it was a server attack, right?
A DDoS, a quote unquote server attack.
And they were able to get it back online. Obviously, most of you are on Facebook and Instagram now.
I was talking to someone who's in the tech industry, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher this shit the fuck out of this.
Okay.
But she was trying to explain everything, how they're super fucked because, all the stuff that they use for Facebook, even the stuff that they use to communicate with each other within the company, is fucked. Kasi nga, wala silang like third party or whatever. Please don't come at me for trying to explain it like that.
Yeah.
But in layman's term, I guess. Parang ganun yung naiintindihan ko no, in-explain sa akin ng friend ko na, yun nga, like, all the stuff that they use, even talking to each other within the company is fucked. Kasi nga, they don't use anything outside.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there was like this huge miscom
right
between them, right?
Awesome. Most likely.
But yeah, I mean, that's like really sketch, dude. Yeah.
The timing was
perfect.
The man behind Facebook, of course, you know, the Mark Zuckerberg, he actually...
Jesse
Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah.
But he
you know what? They should make a movie out of this.
They should. It should star.
Ano? Sino ba? Sino pwede?
It should star Andrew Garfield.
Right.
It would be great in it.
Si Justin Timberlake.
Yes. I would say Armie Hammer, but he's canceled. But if this was 5 years ago, Armie Hammer would be a good fit for the Winkle.
I know. Twins. And he would be so good, they would make him twins.
Yes. but Zuckerberg did come out with a statement talking about this whole incident. And this is the quote. "The argument that we deliberately push content that makes people angry for profit is deeply illogical. We make money from ads, and advertisers consistently tell us they don't want their ads next to harmful or angry content. And I don't know any tech company that sets out to build products that make people angry or depressed. The moral, business, and product incentives all point in the opposite direction." I mean, his statement makes sense, right? It makes sense, like, if you read it. But if you've been on Facebook, if you kind of see, I don't know, I just, of course he's going to say this, right? Of course, this is the statement that makes perfect sense. So, voila. I mean, we just have to show that side of the story as well. We can't just say, like, the whistleblower said this, testified before Congress. That's what it is. She testified before Congress. That was the whole kind of catalyst for the theories right now. So yun lang, that's just kind of, it's up to you guys now to make up your minds on what to think about this until I guess more facts come out. But I was questioning myself as well, and I want to get your takes on it too, Reeks.
Okay.
If you know, like if it comes out that Facebook is pushing this kind of, you know, hateful content and whatnot, are you going to leave Facebook? Are you going to delete Instagram? Because a lot of us are still using it. You know what I mean? If you check on Instagram today, everyone is posting because of, you know, some news that came out, which we'll talk about later. But
here's the thing. Right? I feel like we're in too deep into this shit that we cannot escape anything. Like, if you're fearful because, you know, they have your information or whatever, and you try to delete everything. No, it's there. It's already there, all mixed up in that soup. And they already have your birthday and where you live and, you know, where you're planning to go in 5 years because you bookmarked this one hotel.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's I feel like we're all in this chowder together, and you can, it's so sticky that you cannot get out. Yeah. Okay.
Who's not in it? What's his name? See Snowden, no?
Snowden?
You know Snowden, the guy who is like, he's like, he doesn't have social media. See, Edward Snowden. Go watch the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Edward Snowden.
Feeling ko impossible na talaga. Like, the minute you, I don't know, you create a QR code for something or diba? You sign up for something, it's like,
yeah. For safety, mag-sign up for NordVPN, di ba?
Yon!
All right. Wapow?
Wapow.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, let's talk about Miss Universe Philippines, who has crowned their our winner and representative, of course, for Miss Universe. Her name, their name is Beatrice Luigi Gomez, and they are the first ever LGBTQ plus winner. So congratulations.
Yeah.
A big step forward. And the question and answer. So let me just read it. The question that she was asked during the final, Miss Universe Philippines coronation night. If during your reign as Miss Universe Philippines, things happen in your life that make you sad and uninspired, how would you be able to continue inspiring others? And her answer verbatim is, it's very evident that all of us went through difficulties during this pandemic, but it's also proof that we are able to rise to the occasion. And if anything happened to me during my reign, I will not give up and inspire others by rising to the problems that I am encountering and by inspiring them that what you are going through, you will be able to overcome it. And that was her answer. She's from Cebu City. And congratulations to...
Wow.
They are from Cebu City because I think they identify as non-binary. So I just wanted to make sure the pronouns were correct. So I'm just calling them they.
They, okay.
So, wala na. I mean, it's really, she's the first openly queer candidate to win the title. They have their, they are the first openly queer candidate. And they have a long-term partner as well. They are also in the Navy. They were in the Navy.
Wow. Yeah. What an interesting life they live, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, that they will do well in the Miss Universe pageant. And of course, you know, carrying that statement that, advocacy that they have. So congratulations to, is it Beatrice or Beatrice?
Because
Beatrice. Right. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And cool. Yeah. And actually the whole process was pretty interesting as well, right? Like mostly it was held online.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And
through a service
even
that you have to subscribe. Parang pass siya. It's like you buy a pass to watch.
And Casey Montero hosted the event, right? And where did they hold the event again? In Bicol?
No. Parang Cebu or something, or Boracay. Basta somewhere not here.
Basta hindi sa Manila.
Hindi sa Manila.
But also, congratulations to our fellow podcaster, Ayin.
Yeah, making the
Oh
top
my
15.
Goodness. Grabe. Oh and my gosh. And so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well spoken. Grabe talaga. As in.
Yes.
And just like looking at her stories, it makes my day because. It's just that she's enjoying and she's having the time of her life and knowing, you know, I mean, going with what I know about pageants, it's supposed to be like in my head, it's just like nerve wracking, you know, like the stuff that you see in Miss Congeniality, like they don't eat, they don't enjoy the, like, you know, like the women tear down other women.
Right.
But, you know, this time around, it's, you know,
they're
a different
friends.
Time now. Yeah. They're all friends. They're all just like rooting for each other. They're having the time of their lives. Even the messages that they portray are like, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as, you know, you enjoy yourself, you celebrate your body and you believe in something.
Yeah.
So what a time to be alive.
Yeah. And
right?
Ayin actually reactivated her Twitter profile because she deactivated a while, but her tweet after, she was eliminated from the contest. I'll just read it because I thought it was such a she's really well spoken and she got the point across in what, however many letter characters Twitter allows, but let me just read it. I'm so touched by the messages telling me how well I'd perform if I had the chance to do the Q&A. But I'm not sad because Miss Universe Philippines has gifted me such a big platform to tell my story. Now I don't need to be on stage for people to listen. Now people hear my voice. This is just the beginning. And I think that is just,
I know.
That's what's fantastic about all these contestants who have, you know, who are fighting for something outside of like the standard, you know, just it's not just a beauty contest, right? It's about making a difference in the world. And I thought that was really well done. And I guess the segue to the last part of this thing, in a short Q&A before Beatrice was crowned, they said that the country was totally ready to send a member of the LGBTQIA plus community to an international Miss U pageant. And the quote goes, "I honestly believe that our country has definitely been a long way in battling our fight for equality, especially for the LGBTQIA plus community. Our country has been very supportive, and I definitely think we are definitely ready to send someone, an LGBTQIA plus member, to the universe." And that is like the mic drop moment, you know? Boom.
Boom.
You know me? That's so well said.
I know. I cannot see her perform well on the Miss Universe stage and, you know, connect with other women from other countries.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's going to be different again because we are, you know, the world is still experiencing a global pandemic. So we'll see. Congratulations and good luck. Oh my gosh.
Wapow.
More congratulations.
More congratulations, I guess, in store to people who are supportive of Lenny Robredo. VP Lenny has filed her candidacy for presidency. She gave a speech earlier this morning. Obviously, we're not going to go through the whole speech, but you can look it up on YouTube. So she is officially running. And well, what are your thoughts on that, Rica G?
Of course. Congratulations. Congratulations. And no, not yet. But still, congratulations on filing. Of course, a lot of people are happy with the news. And what else can I say? Obviously, I feel like I cannot say, like, we can't say a lot of stuff because this is only the start.
Yes.
But of course, one of the main things we can tell you is to register to vote.
Indeed.
Okay, you still have until October 30 to do that.
Yeah.
And we know that it's a grueling process. It's hours of your day. But remember, it is one day of your life. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah, because of her announcement, the hashtag, you know, let Lenny lead and Lenny for 2021, all different variations of that kind of hashtag trended globally. Hindi lang sa Pilipinas, globally. All around the world it trended. And then of course you might have seen on your feeds an abundance of the color pink, right? Because that's the kind of the color. Right now, although it's been the spokesperson for her team says that pink is not the official color, it seems to be the color of choice right now to kind of represent agreement with or at least support for VP Lenny running for president.
Alam mo yung, alam mo yung ano, yung parang just looking at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram with all of the stuff that I see. Obviously, we all know that, you know, our feeds are complementary to what we believe in.
Echo chamber.
So it's an echo chamber. But it's just nice to see that, you know, the people are united in something, I guess. Or I guess in the circle that I live in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not saying in general, not saying, you know, majority. It's just that I don't know. I guess also I'm trying to find like a glimmer of hope in this time that we live in.
I see it as hope, man. Like that's how this is just, of course, once again, to all the Leche fans who are listening, this is just personal. I mean, Rica, when Rica and I talk about this, you know, we're not trying to sway you one way or the other. We always talk about our personal opinions. But for me personally, listening to the speech, right? You should listen to it, right? Don't just read the articles, like go listen to it. You cannot find any sense of like insincerity in it. It feels like she really wants what's best for the country and not because she wants the, you know, the, I mean, the president is a position of power, but it's really what's, I think she really wants to stand for our country and our countrymen, countrywomen, just the way that she spoke. And for me, it's always like, the term that's thrown around is voting for the lesser evil, right? Mm. Like, that's always something that has been, and that's such a shitty way to look at elections. Don't you think? Like, oh, I'm just voting for this person because I think they're less worse. They're less bad than this other person. What a terrible kind of situation to be put in every election. And for the first time in a long time, man, I feel like I'm voting for someone that is not evil, you know?
Here's the thing.
That is so hopeful for me, man.
Here's the thing. I still think that we should do our civil duty to, you know, research and, seek more information about Lenny's, right? Due diligence, you know, about Lenny's platform, what she believes in. And because it's so easy to be swayed with what you see online, especially if you're, I'm guessing the same age, socioeconomic background. It's so easy to get swayed. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yun nga, parang it doesn't give us like the excuse to just say, okay, yun na, tapos na. Meron na akong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I'm very happy, actually. Parang nagkaroon ng, like you said, parang ang hirap kasi na every election day, it's like, so ano na, sino nang pipiliin ko?
Like hindi ka sure. I mean you're only sure because you're sure that the candidate you're voting for is not as bad as the other one. That's the only kind of reassurance that you, at least for me, that's the only reassurance I would have before going into elections, right?
You know, part of the reason why I said what I said like before, that parang, you know, you can search for more information, research and everything about the platform, because last elections, I was so frustrated with somebody I was close with, and they voted for, they told me that they were going to vote for somebody, but because their partner persuaded them to vote for another person.
Right.
They did. And I was asking this person, so why? Why did you do that? It's because, alam mo yung parang, well, wala din naman ako masyadong alam about the other person. And yun nga, sinabihan ako ng girlfriend ko. And I'm like, oh no, but that's like, alam mo yun, yung parang ang sakit lang to, to hear those words. Aside, I mean, no judgment, obviously. That's their choice. Pero parang ang sakit lang to hear those words. Na because, wala din naman ako masyadong alam. I just showed up and stuff like that. But I'm not saying I'm like the perfect person. Alam mo yun, I do that all the time. But wala lang. I'm also just reminding myself.
Yeah.
Tapos, wala lang, natatawa lang ako.
Yeah.
Just looking back. Pero yun nga, I mean, no judgment. Like we said, if you do want to vote for, you know, other candidates, of course it's your choice.
Yeah, it's a democracy, right? For a reason, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, whoever you think the candidate will fight for you and the country best, that's who you vote for. And
ang hirap talaga na pag politics. We don't want to seem like
we're not trying to convince anybody, I think.
Yeah, and we're also not trying to like win your heart or whatever. Yeah, but we just want a conversation. I guess that's what I want to say. We want a conversation about this. So,
and to have a conversation, you need to speak up. And I posted on Instagram early today about my support for VP Lenny running for president. Mm. And you know, actually, so far the reaction has been good, but like you said, it is an echo chamber. So most of my followers probably follow me because they like me for my ideals and whatnot. So I got a lot of support for it, but I did get a few DMs, opposing, and that's okay, right? And sayang unfollow na kita. You know, I don't really care about that stuff. But what I had a few friends who were concerned for me. Because they said, I support you, but just be careful of the comments and whatever. I mean, ingat ka lang, or you know, be prepared for bashers and whatnot. And to me, that is a fear that if anyone listening, I don't know if any influencers or people with big following, but it doesn't matter what your following count is. That to me shows that if we let fear win, right, then we will never be able to speak up. That's how I see it. Because, I'm more afraid of people who I don't want in power being in power. That's more scary than anonymous people messaging me on Facebook, yeah. Right?
Definitely.
You know, and this is just my final word on that. And if you get comments from people that are saying you're wrong, you need to vote for this person, that to me is like a dictatorship. I'm not throwing out names out there, right? But if you Google what dictatorship is, it's trying to enforce your way by force. So if you are going out to people and saying, no, you're wrong, you need to vote for this person, that's like being a dictator. And usually these people are telling me to vote for someone who has a history of dictatorship, right? Somewhere down the line. So
their family line.
Maybe, right? So that's just how I see it. So if you are in support of, let's say, Lenny or a different party member, don't enforce your candidate on somebody, regardless who they believe in, but have a conversation because that's what democracy is all about.
I was actually just talking to a friend about this earlier, and I think just people forgot that we can talk about politics without name calling and without hurting other people. Yeah. And
it speaks volumes for the people who throw out, inflammatory words. It throw out, basically very toxic words. Yeah. If they come at you like that, it speaks volumes about who you are. And if they're supporting a candidate, you kind of have to kind of see why that is, why it's hand in hand like that. What I mean? Usually you're a reflection of your values. And if you're voting for a candidate because you believe in their values, that means that you probably share similar values. That's how I see it.
I was just really just thinking about it earlier, but I'm just so baffled that in the same administration, people can hate some people can hate two people in power that are supposed to be helping each other in one administration. Right. It is baffling to me.
Yeah.
Na ganun yung nangyari within the, how many years is that?
Six years.
Yeah. 6 years. All people wanted to do was to get her out of her position, to stop her projects or whatever. And I'm like, wala lang. Parang, alam mo yun? Di ba parang pinag-usapan natin yun before?
Yeah, that was always my gripe. Na bakit may hiwalay na election for president and vice president if they have opposing political views and they're both in power, how can there be some sort of connection there? That's always been my gripe with the way it's run.
Yeah.
But I guess that's like the true democracy, right? I mean, they won fair and square based of that. So I don't know. Like, it just comes to working together despite political differences. But unfortunately, that didn't happen this administration. So,
but yeah, like we said, this is only the start, and please register to vote.
October 30, last day.
That is a Saturday. Yeah. So if you have that time, go ahead and do that. Yeah. But I think that's it, right?
Wapow. Yeah, we have We have one odd.
Okay, go.
Oh, yeah. We have one odd.
Diba? Ay, yeah. Isa pa.
We have one odd.
Diba?
Talking about odd news around the world or just online. And this one coming out of the U.S. In California, all right? A man in California is suing his psychic who promised to remove an ex-girlfriend curse. Believe it or not, Rika G.
What?
Yes. What do you mean? So a man, there's a man, his name, I'm not going to say his name now, but he basically consulted a psychic, and the psychic told him that there was a curse placed on him by his ex-girlfriend who hired a witch to place this curse on him. Like, I kid you not, this is the story. And she charged him like $5,600. He didn't pay the $5,600 yet, but he put an initial deposit of $1,000. And reportedly, the whatever the psychic did not help in any way in his marriage because he's married already. So now he wants his money back, but he's suing for $25,000 in damages.
My guy.
My guy.
Your life decisions. Right? Your
So I mean, so that I cannot believe that this is a lawsuit that can actually be filed. Like, how do you even win this in court?
What do you think? What do you think?
Because he willingly paid the down payment, and now he's asking for more money simply because this whatever curse that was placed supposedly by a witch by this man's ex-girlfriend, as according to the psychic, was not removed. I just cannot, man. Like, it's just there's some weird stories out in the world.
I wonder though if like ano yung laban niya.
Hindi ko alam because the
profession, there's no paper trail, right? Yeah. There's no like, or is there?
Yeah, because the psychic, her name is Sophia Adams. She labels herself on her website a psychic love specialist and PhD life coach.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, could that be qualified as false advertising? I mean, who knows, right? Yeah.
I mean, to have a PhD, right?
And a love specialist, bro.
Love specialist.
So, yeah. So, you know, that's just such a ridiculous thing. But wala lang.
Alam mo, kasi kung Pilipino siya, sasabihin ko sa kanya, ginusto mo yan eh. Nagtatagalog siya, ginusto mo yan eh, friend. Baka naman,
I don't know. It is a thing, man.
But that's the thing, eh. Isn't it like filing a lawsuit, doesn't that require you to spend more money, like a lot of money?
I don't know exactly how much it costs, but it does cost money, I think. Right? To lawyers and whatnot, right? The attorneys and shit.
I don't know. Like for me, I would just weigh the options. Like, mas dadami ba yung gastos ko? Plus, is it sure that I'm going to get the $25,000? You know what I mean? What if you're done with the lawsuit? You did win the $25,000, but all the fees resulted to $26,000. What I mean?
Unless nang guarantee yung psychic, like on paper, right? Like this will happen.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking. If there's a paper trail, then maybe. I guess.
Because usually like it's just verbal, di ba? I mean, I've never
notarized
been.
Notarized ba nun? Notarized ba yun? Hindi ko alam eh.
Di ba?
But
so, yeah. So that's the quick little odd, di ba, for today. And wapow, that's the podcast for today, friends.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who listens each and every week. Sorry that we kind of had a lull last week because of the new recording schedule, but this is the new recording time on Thursday, release on Monday. So that's what's happening for the foreseeable future. Anything else you want to say, Rika G, before we end?
Have a great week ahead. Weekend.
Have a great weekend.
No, week.
Week.
Yes, it's Monday.
True. Have a great week and follow us online everywhere, The Halali Show, except for Instagram where it's Halali Show. Join our Facebook group where we have a lot of
very, very active.
The Halali Show Leche Fam. We're almost at 600 members. And it's a great time over there. People just post random stuff and interact with one another. And I think that's kind of what we wanted from the get-go ever since we started the podcast, to have a community of listeners who can discuss things. And I think that's what makes all of this worth it, right?
Yes. All so right. Go ahead and join us. And I'm not going to accept you. Just kidding. Ano yung parang ano lang?
May restaurant. Banding, pare.
Restaurant ka, pas para magkaroon ng ano ng buzz, papahabain mo yung pila sa labas.
Parang nightclub.
Diba? Ganun lang yun.
Ganun yun.
No, okay. Just kidding.
All right. Yeah, that's it. Shall we extra song?
Yeah.
Hit it. Do, 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 do